Canmore, an ongoing effort by the town of Canmore to address the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action as they pertain to municipalities was given the go-ahead. Canmore Council approved $18,000 to be moved from the General Operating Reserve to the Arts and Events budget to help with funding for Truth and Reconciliation Day on September 30. The funding will help with a community-based commemorative event for the first-time federally approved holiday. It will also go towards improving and replacing the signs outside the Civic Center, which will see one side translated into the Stoney language. These are clear valuable steps as a council and town in terms of reconciliation, Count Joanna McCallum said. A prominent place in front of our Civic Center, the Place of the People, is a great place to start, Sally Cottle, the town of Canmore's general manager of municipal services, said. The group had worked with Buddy Wesley on getting the terms properly created. The funding will see $11,000 go to replace the wooden pointing signs at the front bed of the Civic Center, with the purpose of having one side translated into the Stoney language. The remaining $7,000 will go to Indigenous programming, advertising, promotion and general event costs. The funding ask was for this year only, with subsequent years intended to be included in the annual budget. Count Esme Comfort asked about making it a cultural public art project and possibly having it done out of steel or metal. We don't want to do the same thing over again, she said. They're going to succumb again if we do them in wood due to our harsh environment here, so I wonder if consideration had been given? Cottle noted the metal poles holding the existing wooden signs are in good shape, but the signs themselves need replacing. However, Chris Bartolome, the town's arts and events supervisor and a member of the internal group, will work with the signmaker to ensure it is durable for a longer life. Town Council previously approved a commitment to the Truth and Reconciliation Calls to Action in 2017. As part of the Calls to Action, the report highlighted the town as continuing to develop strong, meaningful relationships with our Stoney Nakota neighbors. The internal working group has been meeting the past 4 years to address the 18 calls to action that apply to municipal government and or community work. Cottle noted town staff will return to council this fall with an update on their progress. The local issues of call to action focus on concerns such as child welfare, education, language and culture and commemorative action. In 2018, 8 plaques were placed throughout the Bow Valley highlighting the Indigenous history of the region. The town of Canmore also installed plaques at the entrances of all town-owned buildings for National Indigenous Peoples Day with a land acknowledgement. This is such a public high-profile spot and a great place for festivals and art displays to highlight their offerings, Comfort said.